being blamed for a death in Georgia. Authorities say at least one person was killed as storms rumbled across the state. Twisters are being blamed for at least 19 deaths in Missouri and Oklahoma. Keith Stammer is a spokesman for the Newton County, Missouri Office of Emergency Management.
You'll find some houses that are entirely collapsed. You'll find some that just have walls torn down, planking off on the side, roof shingles spread out over the place, that sort of thing.
And Myanmar State Television says the death toll in last week's cyclone has climbed above 28,000. Australia Foreign Minister Stephen Smith says yesterday's referendum on Myanmar's military-backed constitution took place without incident.
I again make the point, as I've made consistently, Australia regards the referendum process as nothing more, nothing less than a sham, and our view would be that the referendum process be deferred completely.
This is IRN USA Radio News.
If you're in debt and have very little money saved for retirement, you've probably asked yourself the question, what am I going to do?
I'm Scott Elder, and this is a question I asked myself 11 years ago. I got my answer when I asked my friend Ross Jardine if he would teach me how to make money trading stocks. In the first 3 weeks, I made more money trading my puny retirement account than the account managers had made in the previous 10 years. I was so excited that I told Ross that he needed to teach others who are in the same desperate situation. And that's what Ross has been doing now for the past 10 years.
Hi, I'm Ross Jardine. I taught thousands of people how to make money in the stock market. Let me help you by sending you my free stock investor toolkit.
Today, I'm no longer broke and I'm no longer in debt, thanks to what Ross taught me. If you're ready to get out of debt and build wealth, Ross can show you how to.
To receive Ross's free investor toolkit, call 888-845-4059. That's 888-845-4059. And start enjoying the peace of mind that having money and no debt can bring. That's 888-845-4059.
Mothers across the country are being treated to cards, meals, and gifts on this Mother's Day. The National Retail Federation estimates Americans will spend $15 billion honoring their mothers this year. The number one expense? Dining out. But retail expert Britt Beamer says stores didn't do well this year for presents involving mom.
Mother's Day gifts at actually retail levels, whether you're looking at perfume or other things like that, they may be down, I would think, at least 5-10%, maybe 15% this year.
An international Red Cross spokesman is calling in a big blow to the already slow relief work in Myanmar. A cargo ship carrying relief supplies for more than 1,000 cyclone victims sank after it hit a submerged tree trunk. And security officials say heavy fighting has broken out between supporters of Lebanon's Western-backed government and opposition followers in the mountains overlooking Beirut. For more news and analysis, log on to IRNnews.com.
Believe D.
The D is for difference.
Believe D.
The D is for the decongestant.
Believe D.
The D is what devours sinus pressure and nasal congestion. The amazing all-day strength of Aleve comes with the D, the leading all-day decongestant.
Believe D.
The Aleve stops the pain. The D stops the pressure and congestion.
Aleve D sinus.
Ask for it at the pharmacy counter and feel the difference.
Aleve D sinus and cold.
Be clear and strong all day long.
Use it directly.
House Democrats are looking for a way to push through a bill to pay for the war in Iraq. Here's Jerry Bodlander.
Conservative Democrats who support pay-as-you-go rules scuttled the original plan to add new education benefits for Iraq war veterans to the war spending bill. They insisted the roughly $50 billion cost somehow be offset. Despite the delay, Speaker Nancy Pelosi remains optimistic.
No one surpasses our blue dogs and their commitment to our veterans, and I'm sure we'll be able to work something out.
The administration is threatening a veto not only because of the added cost of the veterans' benefits, but also because the measure would include an extension of jobless benefits. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
A memorabilia dealer who profited from O.J. Simpson for many years is the latest person to write a tell-all book claiming Simpson confessed to him that he killed his ex-wife. Here's Linda Deutsch.
He also claims that while Simpson was in jail awaiting trial, Gilbert told him that he should stop taking his arthritis medicine because then his hands would swell up and they wouldn't fit into the gloves.
And authorities in Baghdad's Sadr City neighborhood are reporting no violence as militants have been withdrawing from the streets. It's the first day of a ceasefire between Shiite extremists and U.S.-backed Iraqi forces following 2 months of intense clashes. I'm Jody Jordan, and that's news from the Information Radio Network.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Prepare yourself for a talk radio experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome to this live Sunday edition. We're here every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. I, of course, have a syndicated broadcast now for 12 years that is ongoing weekdays, 11 to 3. But that's not enough. Sundays, we come in for an abbreviated two-hour transmission against tyranny in the name, of course, of liberty. 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, syndicated from stations out in Southern California to right here in Austin, Texas, from Kansas City, Missouri to upstate New York, from Tampa, Florida to, of course, Southern Illinois. We are here and we're live today. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for joining us. I'm going to take some phone calls and, I really do hate to make this radio show about this radio show, but more and more we have to cover some of the things that have developed here. First off, Deborah Jean Palfrey, of course, about 2 weeks ago reportedly committed suicide, though she told me and my listeners and her friends and family and countless others that she would never commit suicide and thought that there was a, quote, contract killing out on her. Didn't matter if she told everybody that. They still came for her. Didn't matter that we got copies of her real handwriting, and it really looks nothing like what the government put out. It doesn't matter because CNN has come out and basically done a 10-minute piece trying to decipher and trying to break down and trying to dismantle the information that we brought forward. I'm only going to play a few minutes of this later and analyze a few of the points. I rarely go on vacation, but I did take off Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, went down to the Texas beach. I want to say hi to my aunt and uncle driving back to East Texas. They were visiting with us there as well. And my grandmother, great-grandmother to my children, came down to spend time with us as well as my parents. And I did end up doing some work while I was down there, though. But I have been somewhat unplugged from things. So I got back today, just a few hours ago, and noticed that CNN Saturday had done this little hit piece, and so we could, really tear it to shreds. We will later in the week after we have time to actually break it all down. But there was a few blaring instances of disinfo that I saw that we'll be going over. And this isn't just about a madam who died mysteriously. This is about a media. Corporate mainline media losing all credibility. It's about spinning, twisting, lying. It's about police forces more than happy to go along with what are clear murders. I mean, remember all the Arkansides where they torture people to death and cut their arms and legs off and heads off and burn them with gasoline or machine gun people off the road, and then the medical examiner in Arkansas would declare it a suicide. Or Gary Webb, the Pulitzer Prize-winning author who wrote stories for the San Jose Mercury News about the CIA drug running, now confirmed and declassified. He was writing another book about it and got double capped in the head, said he was being followed, feared for his life. Didn't matter if I had friends and family on. The media said, he told people he was going to commit suicide. And he's saying, I'm fearing for my life. They're after me. If I die, it's not a suicide. Then you shoot yourself twice, once in the side, once in the back of the head. I mean, this is just getting more and more ridiculous. So we'll spend a few minutes on that today. Also, Tommy Chung, of Cheech and Chong fame, been in some other movies, and, of course, a popular comedian. He, back in 2003, was raided for selling marijuana pipes. And it doesn't matter if Governor Schwarzenegger smokes pot on television, that's okay. Doesn't matter because marijuana is what 87% of drug users use, and they only use marijuana, that is illegal drug users. And so the whole phony war on drugs would collapse if they didn't have it. That's the one drug that the government doesn't ship in and doesn't control. So they're very, very upset about that. And they've got to fill up all the private prisons where you work for 20 cents an hour taking everybody else's jobs. That's right, good old boys. Make them criminals work. It takes your jobs, you idiots. And you pay taxes to pay for the private prisons. But that's coming up. Tommy Chong was on my radio show Friday. And so I called in from Port Aransas to ask him a few questions while Jason Burmes was sitting in. We'll play a few minutes of that later coming up as well. And I went ahead and decided to ask him the question, hey, you think 9/11 is an inside job? You know, we ask everybody, and he said, yes, I believe 9/11 is an inside job. And that is exactly what he went over with me on the air. And, of course, you're saying, well, who cares what he says? Well, okay, but, I mean, German defense ministers, Italian presidents, former CIA section chiefs, Western Europe division, I mean, thousands and thousands of prominent engineers and scientists have all gone public. And so that's just one more. Now it's a Tommy Chong. So we'll play some of that coming up today. In other news, gag on Second Amendment is city's aim in gun suit. I'm not joking. This is out of the New York Sun today. And the mayor says that in these gun confiscation and gun store shutdown cases, and there, he's now trying to expand his authority outside New York through the state and nationwide, that you're not allowed to argue the Second Amendment, and the government puts gags on you on what you can say in court. We now have different branches of government doing things they've never done before. It's called tyranny. I mean, this is what tin-horn dictators and military juntas engage in. But so now they're just saying, hey, gag on Second Amendment. It says you're not allowed to mention that in court. Now, it's not the first time this has happened. This happened in about 5 years ago in a federal attack on a gun store, and the FBI argued in court that the Second Amendment is null and void and not arguable, and we have no independent right, and you're not allowed to raise it. The court agreed and banned those guns, which it's all about. Government's criminal. But here it is in front of me on a separate issue of courts and tyranny. Doctors condemn threatening Taser court ruling. Physicians speak out on bullying tactics of Taser International over its less than lethal weapons. And in three deaths in one county in Pennsylvania, a state judge, I guess he's got a medical degree now, he told county medical examiners and medical doctors, you are not to say that Taser causes harm. You are not allowed to say that. And now Taser says they're going to sue any doctor or any medical examiner or any medical institution that says 50,000 volts run through the heart causes people to die. Now the deaths are multiplying. They're going to go from 50,000 to 75,000 volts. They'll probably start just hooking you directly up to a power pole and watching your eyeballs pop out of your head and fire shoot out of your ears. But it won't matter because the judge says you're not allowed to say it kills you. They're now telling doctors, oh, you can't say that's what made them die. So, see, the corruption is just completely and totally rampant. But let me just get back into this. Gag on Second Amendment is city's aim at gun suit. Lawyers for Mayor Bloomberg are asking a judge to ban any reference to the Second Amendment during the upcoming trial of a gun shop owner who has sued the city. While trials are often tightly choreographed, see, kangaroo trials in this country, you didn't know that, with lawyers routinely instructed to not tell certain facts to a jury, a gag order on a section of the Constitution would be an oddity. Now, you know, an oddity, they call raving, rampaging, hardcore anti-Americanism, anti-liberty. I mean, this is 101 tyranny. They call it odd. That's like calling Hitler odd, or Stalin odd, or Jack the Ripper odd, or Ted Bundy odd. Oh, it's so odd. Next time somebody robs a bank and shoots three tellers, go, it was odd. They just say it doesn't matter what you want, what you say. You have no rights. And we have 2 million men with machine guns ready to follow orders, eat their guts, and ask for seconds. And it's all about taking your private property. Wait, all of you yuppies think you're part of the system? You'll soon find out. What's happening with the economy is only the beginning of the raping you're going to receive from your lord. Be right back.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Ted Anderson from Midas, May 9, 2008. Gold, $883.90. Ounce gold coins can be purchased for $909.74, $448.15 for half, $224.08 for quarter. That's $909.74, $448.15, and $224.08.
On June 4, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11,110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, neighbor. This is Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Life is a gamble, but you can stack the deck. If you knew what I know about all the problems food will protect you from, you'd start immediately to put every effort and dollar you can get into the biggest supply of food possible. When the dollar and economy crash, when the imported and genetically poisoned food is all that's left, when the quarantine and bird flu hit, our only protection and only chance to be fearless is having control of our own supply of food and enough of it. But if you knew what we haven't yet discovered, you wouldn't waste time listening to the rest of this announcement before charging out and getting a serious food supply. Decide, it's food now or probably never. But can you afford to be wrong? Decide now. Place your bet. Can you afford to be wrong? Call 800-409-5633 on the web efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
All you men out there, you need to listen up. By the age of 60, one in two men already have a prostate-related health issue. What does this mean? It might be an enlarged prostate, difficulty going to the bathroom, and a diminished sex drive. Not a pretty picture. If you're a man, you need to give your body nutrition to support prostate health. There's no question about it. Many people hear this and they might think saw palmetto, but there's something so much better out there. It's called Beta Prostate, and it contains 3,000 times more healthy plant sterols than ordinary saw palmetto. So before you try anything else, try Beta Prostate. Ignoring your prostate's not going to make the problems go away. Taking Beta Prostate is guaranteed to provide effective, all-natural support. Dial 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914. Call now and find out how you can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate with your order. Dial 1-800-457-9914. Call now.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We're live, my friends, as we witness the Republic faltering, falling beneath the waves, foreign corporations buying off our politicians, militarizing our police, building giant prisons as far as the eye can see, the surveillance grid, Pentagon designed. They call it a control grid, not me, in place. The biomedical weapon system in place. The eugenics program in full swing against you and your family. The architects of society, playing God, control our entire lives. But resistance is forming in the hearts and minds of men and women everywhere. Do you realize the magnitude that a judge is telling medical examiners, medical doctors, that they are to change their medical reports and say that tasers have nothing to do with all these people that get tasered and died? Pretty soon, they'll just have the company sue doctors when they say that mercury or lead in your water supply from a power plant killed your child. They'll just sue them, and the doctors will dance around saying mercury and lead's good for you. I even have a clip from CNBC saying poison in food is good. I even have local CBS television in Austin saying mercury in vaccines is good for your brain. Just Google, mercury is good for your brain. It's the first thing that comes up. That's right. Liberty and freedom are bad. Lead and mercury are good. So is 50,000 volts right into your heart. And so is the Canadian police tasering you if you're caught riding the bus or train without a ticket. And they say we do this as punishment. Yes, welcome to the machine. But they're part of the machine too. Those that carry it out. Those that think they're in command. Very few are actually in control. And even those that think they are, the few thousand, the global superclass, they're in control of nothing. They're riding a wild beast that's going to throw them, that's going to tear their guts out. All right, let's go ahead and get into this article. Doctors condemn threatening taser court ruling. Physicians speak out on bullying tactics of Taser International over its less-than-lethal weapons program. Let me read down here. This is what Jeffrey Jetson, and by the way, I want him on the show, president of the National Association of Medical Examiners and the organization that represents the majority of medical examiners in the United States, has warned that the actions of Taser International and the court ruling have set a dangerous precedent. Our membership is very concerned about these cases and the reaction of Taser to these cases, he said last night. Our membership is looking into the area. Although Taser has developed its own opinion, there are certainly opposing opinions as to their involvement in causing sudden death in individuals. No, just thousands die right after being shocked by it. It's no big deal. Our organization feels that it violates the physician's ability to make a medical decision. Ordering a professional physician to change or alter their records is a violation of their right to practice medicine. Well, this isn't home of the free, land of the brave anymore, Bubba. You didn't get the memo? Taser has sued a number of medical examiners for making informed medical opinions in an attempt, I think, to both protect their product and send a threatening message to medical examiners. It is dangerously close to intimidation. Oh, you think so? He said they are attempting to send a message to medical examiners that if they elect to make a determination, that they may face a civil suit. And Taser International also cherry picks these. You know, they target medical examiners. They get them to just agree to change their filings, then call it victories. But that's a separate issue from, I'm frankly not even against police having tasers if they weren't told. I mean, every day I see 5, 10, 15 new videos where they'll have a guy in a jail cell and they'll say, okay, I want you to do a sobriety test. And the guy says no, so they taser him. Or here's one of an 84-year-old man who was delirious from lack of oxygen, dying, and it says that they tasered him repeatedly. This is the CBC, and they report it like it's completely normal and a good thing. I mean, I see this all the time where a pregnant lady just argues with the cop for 5 seconds about how fast she was driving, or the famous footage of somebody, you know, gets out of the car and starts talking to the cop, so they taser you. I read the Pentagon documents over a decade ago on less lethal weapons, as they're truly called. Just like SWAT teams really aren't special weapons and tactics, they're special weapon attack teams. They just change the names. And I remember reading about this. I remember looking at how they said, well, actually, this will train the police to shoot the public. We want to have a militarized force. We want to control the population as we shift into this new non-freedom system, this global system. And so now these will be tools of compliance. I mean, remember hearing about third world prisons where they shock you with cattle prods, or third world prisons where they shock you with 25,000 volt cattle prods? I mean, those are, the average cattle prod is 25,000 volts. It just hurts. Oh no, we hit you with 50,000 and now 75,000 in the good old United States. And so these are all tools of compliance, and more police, more and more control. Look at this. Man arrested for turning without signal. KVUE. This is Austin, Texas. Now, lest you think I cherry-picked to make the police look bad. I'm not even against the police. You're like the general public, scientifically brainwashed, scientifically conditioned incrementally to have an us-against-them mentality and to violate the Bill of Rights and Constitution. Man arrested for turning without signaling. I mean, this is just the last couple days. I mean, I didn't even print all this off. I mean, I could make it look far worse. And it just said they pulled him over. And they wanted to search his car, but he said, no, I have a right. And the guy said, okay, I'm going to arrest you for no turn signal. And the police said, yep, that's good. We now arrest you. Just like the woman in Lago Vista outside Austin, no criminal record, admittedly at her mailbox, 50 yards from her house, the communal mailbox. She got out, took her seatbelt off. The cop admitted in trial. He saw her get out, take the belt off. He watched her. She got the mail, didn't put the seatbelt back on. He arrested her. Her husband, a local anesthesiologist, I interviewed him. He came on the show. Before coming on the show, the police came to his house and said, you know why we're here? Shouldn't have gone on that show. And beat him up right on his front porch and took him to jail. Just, you don't go on Alex Jones' show. We're here to beat you now. You understand, boy? You and your wife keep your mouth shut. And I had the doctor. I know the doctor. He's bad, too. Maybe we'll just have a judge tell him he's not allowed to come on the show. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm getting off another subject. That's just one of a big stack I have here, and it got me into other things that happened. Ex-cop. Officers routinely lied to obtain search warrants. Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Connecticut man says cops broke into his home and ripped out his catheter. Police admit they did. RCMP subdue hospitalized man 82 with taser 4 times. Here's another one. Texas teen handcuffed for wearing skimpy dress to high school prom. Man walking bicycle gets jail time for DUI. Private prison industry experiences boom. Bloomberg, end run around the Second Amendment. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with some of your phone calls and a lot more. Then we'll get into the murder of Deborah Jean Palfrey, the ongoing cover-up, CNN covering this show. Take your phone calls at 877-590-5525. Stay with us. They'll never catch me because I'm out.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more.
InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWar store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms. You need the Sacrowedgesacral Stabilizer. One satisfied user states, "I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle." Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct the muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with the sacrowedgie under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to help relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can even sit on the sacrowedgie at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains.
Order your sacrowedgie now and get a free instructional DVD. Just call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Or visit sacrowedgie.com. That's sacrowedgie.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It is the 11th day of May 2008. I don't care if you're Hispanic, black, white, Eskimo, Chinese. I want you to live in freedom. I want you to have a good life. I want our police to have a good life, too. The problem is they're not our police anymore, and we all know that. This is not our government anymore. We're just like a third world country, more and more. Every telltale sign is there. And I just want to turn this around before it's too late. The federal government, the private corporations, the grants, the money. It's not enough for the government to ship in the majority of the narcotics to launder through their private banks. They got to put our kids in their private prisons. They got to have a war on drugs to keep the price up so they make larger profits. They got to bust down our doors in the middle of the night looking for what their boss has shipped in while they push Ritalin and Prozac on 20% of our youth now on it. 3 years ago, internal government and pharmaceutical documents came out in these New Freedom Initiative, when one of their own executives out of Pennsylvania went public, and it said they plan to put half of American school children on psychotropic drugs, and admitted it's all just a business and a fraud. The molecules of these drugs are much more dangerous, mind-altering, and toxic to the body than classically illegal narcotics like heroin and cocaine. But it doesn't matter. They're still going to SWAT team you, and they're still going to run checkpoints, and they're still, cops are still going to get killed fighting gangbangers who wouldn't exist if it wasn't for how much money there is in drugs. And the nightmare is just going to continue on and on and on. I said I'd be taking your calls. It's 877-590-5525 on any issue you want to discuss. Then and later I want to talk about deadly cyclone puts terror hype in perspective. We pulled up some of the federal government's own numbers. You have a better chance of being killed by a deer in the United States. In fact, a many times better chance than you do by a terrorist. You have thousands of times better chance of drowning or dying in an automobile accident. You have hundreds of times better chance of dying in a tornado. In fact, it's just hundreds and hundreds and hundreds down the list. That's averaging in the 3,000 of 9/11. It's like finding, as I've joked, a leprechaun nesting with a snuffleupagus, hanging out with a reindeer with Santa Claus to actually find a real terrorist. But they sure hype it, and the government occasionally sets off a pipe bomb here or there at their facilities and then frames some patsy occasionally to, I mean, you know, trillions of dollars, fear-mongering, running around with checkpoints. You try to go to Galveston. I don't go to that part of the coast anymore because you try to go across at Bolivar and they search your car and ask if you're a terrorist while the borders are wide open. There's terrorists everywhere. Give your rights up. I mean, this is a sick joke. Deadly cyclone puts terror hype in perspective. So I thought I'd go over some of those numbers. It's now admitted to be right up at 29,000 dead and growing. They say it could rise into the hundreds of thousands. As they continue to find more dead bodies, they haven't even really begun that yet. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter if a tornado killed 20-something people last night in Oklahoma. It doesn't matter. If you're going to give up all your freedoms. America is going to end, and men in black uniforms and black masks are going to keep you safe from Osama al-CIA to bin Laden. And that's coming up. CNN puts out a disinfo piece and covers Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We got that for you. Tommy Chong says 9/11 is an inside job. He's been raided for his political speech. Not only does the government tell medical examiners you can't and doctors that you can't say tasers cause heart attacks, and it doesn't matter. They're telling reporters they got to give up their sources now, and they're telling courts that they can't say the Second Amendment's an individual right. There's a gag order on the Second Amendment. Not only is that going on, but we now have similar things in other areas that will also be breaking down. But right now, let's take calls for the rest of this hour, and then we'll cover all the rest of it coming up in the next hour. Let's see who's been holding the longest. Let's talk to SW in Iowa. And SW, you are on the air. Welcome.
Yeah, Alex, the completion of the New World Order has to be submitted by this world's public. So common sense made me come up with a list of five somewhat easy things that everybody, like the average person, can do to fight this NWO, and I was wondering if I could read them out to all of your listeners.
Sure. What's your take on defeating the loving New World Order?
The what?
They do. They care about you, but go ahead. I'm being sarcastic, folks. Go ahead.
Number one is basic. It's turn off your television, and that might sound easy, but subliminal messaging is highly addictive.
Oh, that's taught in school, but the average person doesn't know that's real, yes.
And number two is educate yourself, your family, your friends on the facts. The information is easy and abundant to get. Number three is understand that the monetary system is an illusion. Spend your money on necessities and avoid want goods. Number four is have at least a year's food and water supply. Eat only foods that come from the earth and aren't genetically modified.
Oh, no. Doesn't matter if with the mainline GMO potatoes, GMO corn, and GMO tomatoes that all the rats that eat it die. It's nutritious. Having 1 in 3 with diabetes, 1 in 3 cancer, from 1 in 33 with cancer before is good. Sir, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Also, drink pure water without pharmaceutical drugs and that does not contain sodium fluoride.
We'll just have to have a judge rule. You can't say sodium fluoride or drugs in the water is bad, sir.
And also, the Illuminati has a strong hold on the gambling, alcohol, and tobacco industry, so you want to avoid those.
I agree.
And number five is own guns and back your rights with your life.
And, hey, good to hear from you. Anything else?
Also, I just want to throw in number six, be a better parent, because 99% of every problem that you can think of in this world comes back to bad parenting.
Well, I agree with you in not caring about your family and instead chasing after some bauble. Now let's go back. And I'm not saying don't chase baubles, but family comes first, being secure and in place comes first, and not being under Madison Avenue's control comes first. Then, in the hierarchy of news, in the hierarchy of needs, you can have the other things. Go back to your second question. What was it? Or second point?
About, like, education or...
Read your points again, because what happens is I always interrupt because I get so hyped up if I don't interrupt. This interruption brought to you by C.W. Hammond. No, that's a joke to my uncle out there. If I don't interrupt you, see, then I forget the point I wanted to make. Go back to your first couple points.
Like the list of five?
Yes, sir, the list of five.
All right. It's turn off the TV, educate yourself on the true facts. Understand that the monetary system is an illusion.
Oh, yes, that was the point. I appreciate your call. Yes, because I kind of babbled that out, and it wouldn't make sense to somebody listening, where I said, yes, they teach it in school, but the general public doesn't know it. And what I properly should have said is, in a basic college-level marketing class, in your first year of radio, television, and film, at least for me, and then I've seen some other textbooks and curriculum and found it's also in those, but most RTF schooling teaches you that they have had subliminals for at least 70 years in the United States and Europe. And, of course, in the 50s, they would show for a split second during the trailers Coca-Cola interspersed with a desert, and they found that it boosted sales of Coke 50%. And that was in late 40s, actually, and then it really went wide scale by the 50s. And so, yes, there is subliminal messaging everywhere. It is all over the place. Here's an example of subliminals, okay? And there's different classes of it and different areas of it, and it's very widespread, and there's so many different forms of it. But here's one. When you're watching CNN and you see, like, six or eight different TV screens all right up against each other with different video feeds, different images on the back, that is meant to switch off your conscious mind, because only your subconscious, this is in textbooks, this was discovered decades ago, and this is why you see it on most television. They have those different TV screens behind you because your mind then goes into a subconscious mode to be able to gather all that info, and now you're not critically assessing the main data stream of what the host is saying. You add the scroll at the bottom. That's a seventh or eighth feed. Then they'll have some moving, swirling mist. That's a ninth. Then there's the flicker rate of the television designed by the Pentagon more than 40 years ago to mesmerize you at the exact frequency. All declassified. Pentagon war attack against you. We'll be right back. The cancer viruses are in your vaccines.
Greetings, my name is Dr. Buell von Schacht with the White Paper Chronicles from the main polluted stream media. I'm here to expose a fraud and an all-around un-American stinker. His name is Steve Schenck, his radio show called Fearless Radio. He says solution to all the craziness in America is just get independent and healthy, so you can be fearless of all of the scary stuff you're not supposed to know about. Stay away from this stinker on website efoodsdirect.com. I warned you, don't do efoodsdirect.com. Don't dial 800-605-5868 for this dangerous program. 800-605-5868. You've heard what happens to a brain on drugs. Can you imagine what happens to a brain that has been shanked?
This is Steve. We take your independence very seriously. Come and find me on Fearless Radio. Call 800-605-5868 or on the web efoodsdirect.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
If you own a business, you know incorporating can be a smart way to protect yourself and your assets. So the question is, why haven't you incorporated your business yet?
My business? It's too small.
Wrong. No matter how small your business, you run the risk of losing all your personal assets, your car, your home, even your entire life savings if you're not incorporated.
Incorporating is very complicated.
Actually, incorporating is easy and fast. You can do it in just 10 minutes. Call now for your free guide from the company corporation. 1-800-497-5991.
I need a lawyer to incorporate. That's really expensive.
You don't need a lawyer, and we don't offer legal or financial advice. The only mission of the company corporation is helping people like you incorporate safely, easily, and quickly. Find out how simple it is to protect your family and personal assets by incorporating. Call now for your free guide. 1-800-497-5991. 1-800-497-5991. That's 1-800-497-5991.
News, politics, sports, cars, home improvement, health, and everything in between. We've got you covered. You're listening to the GCN Radio Network.
You know, if you're a new listener driving along, listening to us in the middle of the country, or right here in Austin, Texas, or in Florida, in Iowa, wherever you're listening, on Global Shortwave in Africa, we get letters from there, China, the internet, in Japan or Germany. Don't believe me, just go research the flicker rate of television sets. You know, I thought they'd honed all this down, but a few years ago, my friend, who is, let's just say, a high-level technocrat in the UT Psychology Department, University of Texas, here in Austin, said, hey, Alex, I want to give you a tour of the unclassified areas of the new psychology building. And he showed me several floors, and most of the labs were paid for by DARPA, which say on the door that the folks that, you know, that basically built the infrastructure that we live under, built the internet, MIT is their main hub. And it was all the flicker rate with hooked into monkeys' brains, who were actually across town and then out at the monkey lab out in Bastrop. But you could look at the monkeys over camera feeds. But they're humane. I mean, they only hook the wires in their brains for, you know, a few weeks, and then they kill them. It's a loving, loving situation. But, I mean, the argument isn't about the killing the monkeys. The point is that they're there testing flicker rate on how to mesmerize a primate. And then they have labs next door to it where they then have humans come in. And it's just all the government pays UT. See, universities now, The sports clubs and the dormitories and the schooling is a very small part of UT. I mean, it's maybe 8%, 9% of the overall thing. The rest is investments and owning radio networks and sports teams and telecommunications and oil fields and getting tax money. These are businesses. And the whole world's run like that. And the Pentagon runs 90%+ of all of your peer research at universities, and it's all how to dominate and control us. You think these powerful people were going to stop with trying to take over foreign countries? No. You're the big target. You're the big prize. So don't just say, oh, Alex says the television is mesmerizing us. It's an absolute fact that they flicker it at a rate and that they have the televisions designed for that rate to bring you into a dreamlike state. I mean, it is a fact that within minutes, you go into a dream brainwave when watching television. That is an absolute fact. And see, I want you to not believe me. I want you to go find that out for yourself, Google it for yourself, or get a history of television book. Hundreds have been written. And then just find out. That's your controllers. That's your friendly masters. That's the behavioral psychologist and psychiatrist that have shaped your world. Go read a book by the father of modern advertising, Edward Bernays, where he calls you a dumb slave and admits they run your whole life. I've read both his major books. One of them is called Propaganda. Edward Bernays. And he says that you're a slave and that you're an idiot. And he says the public won't even read my book and laughs at you. Okay? He's the reason you eat bacon and eggs. He's the reason women smoke cigarettes. That's just one guy. See? And I have to sit here and watch him. I mean, Hollywood paid back in the 70s to have the TV show SWAT and to advertise it, and they show you guys in black uniforms everywhere. Those are attack teams to take you to FEMA camps, folks. They just drill them and train them in the name of the drug war. Now they're moving that to the terror war. It's always a new war. And, of course, the poor guys in black masks, they don't know that. You know, I said I'd take your calls, and I haven't done that really properly, so I'm going to just race through them because we get calls in Arizona, New York, Texas, Florida, everywhere. Let's go ahead here and talk to Robert in Arizona. You're on the air.
Hello, Alex.
Hi.
My father was in law enforcement, and, you know, when you're talking about using deadly force, you only use it when you have to protect
the world. But the tasers aren't deadly. All these people dying, it's an accident that it happens when they're tasered. It has nothing to do with that, sir. You've heard the judge. The judge has told doctors they're not allowed to say it's killing people.
Well, I'm...
And the judge is saying you're not allowed to have the Second Amendment in court. Here, let me read from the New York Sun, and then I'm going to let you talk. It says, if you can't discuss the Bill of Rights in a court of law, where should we discuss it? In a tavern? You understand, sir? Go ahead.
Well, you know, there was a tavern in Pennsylvania where people discussed certain things at Concord, not too
The long Green ago. Dragon. Those were terrorists. I have FEMA on video teaching police that the founders at the Green Dragon were terrorists. Are you with those terrorists? Are you with them? By the way, listeners, I'm not joking. FEMA, standard deal. The founding fathers are bad. I'm sorry. Go ahead and tell me about the terrorists.
There's two things I want to mention, so let's please stay on track today and take a deep breath, Alex.
This interruption brought to you by Infowars.com. Here, go ahead.
All right. The point is a taser is something you would use to protect your life when you don't have to go for your gun, and you know the person might have a knife or they might have a club or something. You know there's very low chance that you're going to die, so you use a taser.
It's the threat escalation continuum, and then if somebody's got a club, and you should first meet them with a taser. That's how it was sold. But now, if an old lady won't get out of a wheelchair, go ahead.
Well, we're going to need to have the courts to sort this out. That's the only answer.
The courts are bought and paid for. Go ahead.
Well, we need juries in courts to sort this out. And it's going to take more education, more fully informed jurors, laying down the law, and that's the only way we're going to get around that. But the other thing I wanted to promote is, you know as well as I that the oil for arms for drugs economy that we have now...
Yeah, mercantilism.
It's almost a mirror image of the old tea for silver for opium economy that the British Empire ran.
Yep, mercantile, triangular, yep.
It's absolutely a mercantilist mechanism that benefits a select few.
That's kind of fancy talk there. Maybe you're with Al-Qaeda. You know about history. That's some terrorism.
Well, I have a solution for it. We know that educating people about the insane war on some drugs is part of the answer, but there's another aspect to this that few people know about, and I would heartily encourage you to get David Bloom on, the author of Alcohol Can Be a Gas, because he has information that few people have, and it is possible that we could turn our backs on imported oil completely.
Oh, I know, I know, and I appreciate your call. Great call, sir. All right, this interruption brought to you by PrisonPlanet.com. I'm just joking. I was joking to my uncle this weekend. I said, I'll even start on air saying, this interruption brought to you by, hey, let's go ahead now and take another call. Let's go ahead and talk to Aaron in New York. Is that New York, New York, or New York?
Hello?
Yes, Commander.
Hey, what's up? Yeah, I'm in upstate New York here.
Oh, that's where the founding terrorists came from. Anyways, go ahead, those evil terrorists. Go ahead, sir.
Thanks for everything you do for us, man. Yeah, and you're so funny, man. You're just, like, I listen to your show every day at work. I'm just like, I love it. I learned so much about the economy.
Well, we got to laugh while we go down on the Titanic, you know?
Yeah, I know. It's like, isn't there some saying, like, how, some, I don't know, about how you got to, you just got to laugh at everything.
Laugh at your impending doom, yes.
Yeah, well, I was looking at, like, the Fortune 500 companies, like the global.
Yes.
Ones, and just looking at that list, man, like, they're all around. Like, even since I was little, like, you got, like, Mattel on there, like, everything, you know? And, like, just from listening to your show, I've just been waking up. I feel like that guy in 1984, you know?
And it's only a few hundred companies. That's why every toy that no longer is at U.S. troops for at least 10 years, it's all U.N., Global Force. Again, I mean, anybody who questions that they've got everything under control and have a propaganda web, look at how all the toy manufacturers only show UN toys.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if it's Playmobil from Germany or Mattel from the U.S. It's all the same brainwashing.
I work at a school. I'm a janitor, and I found, like, instead of, like, having the toy soldiers, now they have, like, little cops with, like, bullhorns and, like, guns and stuff.
Oh, they have all these martial law toys now. and the toy cops have, like, mean, hateful looks on their face and black ski mask you put on them. Oh, yeah.
He's, like, yelling. It's crazy, man. I work in elementary school. They got, like, the D.A.R.E. program and all that.
Which they admit has caused an increase in drug use. Everybody, in fact, Trey, turn your mic on. Hey. I appreciate your call. I'm going to bring Trey, who also produces my weekday show, then he ends up board hopping on Sundays. Hey, Trey, you talk about how you had never seen drugs until they came in and advertised them in Houston.
I didn't know what cocaine or acid or I didn't even know what marijuana looked like. I had no clue. And I never even saw those drugs again until maybe 5 years later in my life. So it was weird.
And did it make you want to experiment seeing them?
Honestly, no. It made me kind of want to stay away from it, but...
Well, then it's good.
It sparked my imagination.
That's why drug use has increased, triple heroin, double the cocaine, millions in prison, yeah.
It did teach me stuff that I shouldn't have known.
Well, here's what we know with the studies. Okay, take death education, suicide education. The Fed started in the early 90s. Suicide has exploded among teens because they never thought about it now. Now when you're depressed, they think, oh, you're supposed to commit suicide. Just like they know that sex education actually increases sexual promise.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
The Hall is Central Texans. Let their voices be heard yesterday.
You are listening to GCN.
590 KOBJ Austin.
Tornadoes that ripped through towns along the Oklahoma-Missouri border have killed at least 19 people. Oklahoma's governor today visits the town of Pilcher, where a twister killed at least 7 people and caused extensive damage in the already depressed mining town. Here's Ed Filmer.
There's already been a preliminary official, you know, firefighters, rescue personnel go out house to house to look around, and they think they've found all the injured or fatalities.
And a British aid group says the lives of up to 1.5 million cyclone victims are in danger from disease if clean water and sanitation are not provided soon to Myanmar. Burmese exile leader So Aung says Myanmar have failed in the past to distribute aid properly.
What they have is the highly corrupted officials using their power to abuse and to make rich out of it.
This is IRN USA Radio News.
It's Skin Cancer Awareness Month, and the Skin Cancer Foundation and Aveeno are traveling cross-country in a 38-foot RV offering free full-body skin cancer screenings from local dermatologists that have donated their time. Dermatologist Dr. Janine Downey.
Well, skin cancer is the most common form of cancer diagnosed in the United States. It's also the most preventable and the most curable form if it's diagnosed early. There's over 1 million cases that are diagnosed each year.
What else? Wearing sunblock with at least SPF of 15 or higher every day, all year round, regardless of the color of your skin.
Everybody should just take a quick peek when you're getting into the shower, a head-to-toe look at your own skin. So I want people to look for sunscreens that have photostabilizing technology, like those that are available in the Aveeno Continuous Protection line. It offers UVA protection, which protects you against premature aging, and UVB is responsible for skin cancers and immediate burning. So this unique blend protects you long-lasting from UVA and UVB rays.
Visit skincancer.org for more info and to see where the RV stops near you.
Hillary Clinton is the only presidential hopeful on the campaign trail today. She's spending Mother's Day in West Virginia. Rival Barack Obama, who has now erased Clinton's superdelegate lead, has no public events scheduled. Republican John McCain is taking the day off, too. Obama says the fall campaign will be more about specific plans than who is more liberal or more conservative.
I think it's going to have to do with who has a plan to provide relief to people when it comes to their gas prices. Who has a real plan to make sure that everybody has health insurance? Who's got a real plan to deal with college affordability? Who can help American families live out their dreams?
And the Upper Peninsula town of Calumet, Michigan, has an extra $20 in the bank from an old unpaid parking ticket police had long ago forgotten about. The $1 ticket, a $20 bill, and a note arrived at the police headquarters from an anonymous woman who got the ticket in 1976. For more news and analysis, log on to irnnews.com.
Can you sing as well as this?
Your knees are hurting and your back is aching.
Or rhyme like this.
A lead stops all the pain and I'm not faking.
Then log on to Aleve.com to sing about how Aleve lets you move pain-free. Your song could be in our next commercial.
Aleve's a good move for me.
Use it to record. No purchase necessary. For rules or entry information, visit www.aleve.com. Contest ends 6/30/2008. U.S. residents 21 or older. Void where prohibited.
Expect to see at least one official White House photo today of Jenna Bush's wedding last night. President Bush's daughter and her longtime beau, Henry Hager, got married at the Bush family ranch in Texas. President and Mrs. Bush also plan to give reporters an account of the celebration, which was off limits to the media. Here's Mark Smith.
The last rays of the sun slanted across the man-made lake as the bride and groom said their vows in front of a limestone cross. One of those present reports Jenna's grandparents, former President Bush, and his wife Barbara spoke. The bride wore an Oscar de la Renta dress but no veil, the groom a blue suit with a pale blue tie.
The woman credited with creating Mother's Day 100 years ago suggested giving mom a single white carnation to signify the purity of a mother's love.
Anna Jarvis's idea has turned into one of the world's most celebrated holidays and one of the most expensive, with an estimated $15 billion in spending on moms in the U.S. This New York resident says he really admires his mom.
She's a special person. She has that special it quality. She's bright, insightful.
And police in Lawton, Oklahoma say there's been an accidental shooting involving a 5-year-old boy and a 3-year-old girl. The boy found a .45 caliber handgun in his home, thought it was a toy, and wounded the girl in the leg. I'm Jody Jordan, and that's news from the Information Radio Network.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Okay, here's the deal. I'm going to go to your calls. I love the grab bag effect, the wheel of fortune. Spin the wheel. Who knows what's coming out of the box? All you great listeners calling, we really appreciate it. But bottom line, everybody in the government, everybody outside the government, for people in the corporate structure, for people who've got their own private businesses who aren't in the corporate structure, we're all in this together, unless you're just a few thousand globalists. And I say that we need to get hardcore and get serious and get focused about our liberties and freedoms and tell anybody that tries to push us around or take our liberties that there's no more Mr. Nice Guy. That's what I told you last week. Coming up after some phone calls, CNN tries to debunk PrisonPlanet.com. That's right, we'll be debunking them.
No more Mr. Nice Guy.
That's what they said to Deborah Jean Palfrey when they whacked her. Well, we're not going to go along with this. Also, Tommy Chong on the radio show Friday. I interviewed him from Port Aransas, funky Redneckville, enjoying myself in my element down there. Didn't drink any beer. No. No, I was just down there. It was great. All right, I'm already starting to have flashbacks to not working, which is a real rarity to even take off 2-3 days. Let's go to your phone calls. Right now, let's talk to George in Florida. Welcome, sir. Thank you for holding.
Thank you, Alex. Wish your wife a happy Mother's Day, because I know when you really start engaging in New World Order, it's going to be our wives and our mothers that are going to keep the family together.
Absolutely.
Yes. I read a...
Hail Big Mama. All the big mamas out there. Go ahead.
Yes. I was monitoring the candidates running for sheriff in my county, and we got this candidate for sheriff. I mean, he's talking about if he becomes sheriff, he's going to do assertive policing. And he was bragging about the counties that use this assertive policing.
And he was saying all crime is terror. Listen, type into Google thousands of cases or Patriot Act used in non-terror, and let me think of the exact headline, because there's so many headlines. I'm trying to give you one so somebody Googles it, they'll find it on the first Google search. Patriot Act used in non-terror cases. And they use them for marijuana. They use them for speeding. They use it for everything now. And, yeah, assertive means martial law, pulling you over randomly, no Bill of Rights, no due process, literally treating us like the slaves we are. Go ahead.
Yes, and even says the sheriff's office is a paramilitary organization.
Well, they are. They work for the banks, and they own us. They do.
And I just said,
they're just now getting around to telling them. I'm not joking, listeners, by the way. The globalists claim ownership of us. Go ahead.
Yes, and like I say, I read the sheriff's charter, and it talks nothing about it being a paramilitary organization.
I know. In fact, they are elected by the people, and they serve under the state constitution and Bill of Rights.
Can I make one more?
They are servants, not officials or authorities or all these God. Listen, it's simple. Either they're servants or they're our bosses. You see, you notice how I had an Austin cop one time when they were running checkpoints, and I came up to him and said, you shouldn't be doing this. And I said, you know, you're a public servant. You shouldn't be so smart mouth. And he said, I pay my own salary. I pay taxes, too. I don't work for you. Sorry, go ahead. So, see, but as soon as they don't work for you, baby, you be working for them. Go ahead. That's how it is in every other third world country. Go ahead.
Yes, as a satisfied Prison Planet customer, I pulled up all your videos and burned them from the Hurricane Katrina, and I passed them out to the deputies in my county. And I'll tell you one thing, got a very positive response.
Oh, really? What did they say?
They said, we never knew that. And I pulled up the AP articles, printed them out, and passed it to them. I said, there it is. There's the evidence. And then they heard rumors from some New Orleans cops who are on our sheriff's department telling them, yep, he's right.
No, there's no rumors. We have their own training manuals when they were secret, now declassified. Every police force has been trained for martial law. Every police force has been trained to take your children. I'm not joking, listeners. I'm actually risking my life doing this. I joke around because I got to, you know, stay positive or I couldn't do it. I appreciate your call.
All right, thank you, Alex.
You bet. Thank you, my friend. Let me explain something to everybody out there, okay? The government has gone rogue. It's the country is owned by foreign banks. Just like China was controlled by 10 Western powers, and they broke it up in 10 parts, and they just raped the people, sucked everything out of them, totally controlled them. That's how the U.S. is seen now. Okay, just like third world countries have been dominated by us or by the big banks that are in the U.S., we're now going to be just like that. You understand? I mean, 50 years ago, they were wearing black ski masks in Mexico. Their paramilitary police in every city were called the Foxes. Translate that into Spanish. 60, 70 years ago in Chile, they had cops in black masks. They had police in black mask 600 years ago in Spain. They had police in black mask 1,000 years ago. What do you think the sheriff, the Lord High Sheriff, and his boys wore when they came to grab you in the middle of the night and take you off to kill you? If you even spoke out against him, I mean, you know, Robin Hood, a cute guy in green tights, that's not what really happened with the true story. You ought to go read the true story of that. The police were riding around in black masks, raping and stealing and doing whatever they wanted until the people started killing them right back. Okay? That's what the story of Robin Hood is. Okay? So, you know, this is the type of real stuff that's going on out there. Oh, my gosh. I'm really off the beaten trail now. Okay? But the point is, the New World Order doesn't care. I don't want any cops to get hurt. The New World Order wants their cops to get hurt. Here's an example. Go pull the numbers. And it depends on year to year because the numbers vary greatly. But always, more police are killed in traffic accidents than killed by guns or killed by knives, than are killed, you know, by being attacked by somebody. In some cases, it's 10-plus times. Some years, it's only 3 times. But you can go pull those numbers if you'd like. But we have a detailed report. We're going to come back and take more calls. But let me just cover this now. Deadly cyclone puts terror hype in perspective. And Paul Watson wrote this for PrisonPlanet.com. It's in the News and Focus section on the right-hand side. You can see a link to it. But don't believe us. We have links to the federal government's own statistics here. Okay? Everything we do is documented. Now, they admit here you have a many times better chance of a deer jumping out in front of you and being killed by the wreck it causes. You have a many times better chance of dying from drowning. You have a many times better chance of falling and hitting your head. I don't care how old you are. Okay? You have a many times better chance of being struck by lightning. But our whole life, everything we do, I mean, they're now having all over the country where they make kids put their hands behind their heads and march out of the schools for a terror attack or mass shooting. But I have the numbers. Did you know statistically more children die each year in football accidents than die in school shootings? Google that. Mainstream news, you'll find it. Oh, yeah. More than 10 kids on average every year die in football, but they keep it real quiet. Am I saying go ban football? I was thinking about it today. I was driving down I-35 from the Texas coast, you know, coming back from I-37. I was going 70 miles an hour. There were 18-wheelers going by me going 75. There were idiot drivers. It was so deadly. I had my babies behind me in their car seats. I was risking their lives. This was the number one cause of death. I mean, sudden death was all around me. Huge 18-wheelers. You know, every week when you're out driving, you end up driving by some fatality accident. How many times have you driven by when there's blood all over the ground and stretchers? But you still get in your car, start it, put your kids in the car, and go out like Frogger and are hurtling along in these tin cans at 70, 80 miles an hour. Kills hundreds of thousands each year. But you do it. Just like cops now, when they come up to your car, shaking, they're afraid, they got their guns out, they've got them so afraid of guns and being killed, and oh my gosh. It wasn't that cops didn't have good training 20 years ago. They just weren't cowards. Every time there was a mass shooting, the cops would rush in. University of Texas Tower, with citizens, now called civilians. And they went up and killed that guy. Now if citizens pulled rifles out, started shooting back, the cops would kill them. Guaranteed. I'm going to come back and give you more of these numbers and explain things and break things down of how the government has become an us-against-them mentality and literally wages war against us. And I'm going to give you some official government documents where they say they're going to get our guns. We'll be right back after this quick break, and we'll also be taking your phone calls. By the way, I'll be showing my new film, The Alamo Drafthouse, Ritz, on 6th Street this next Saturday and Sunday. And I'm only showing it twice, ladies and gentlemen. Infowars.com for details for Central Texas listeners. This is the most amazing film I've ever made. Each one just gets better. Infowars.com. We'll be right back. We make it before we
see it. You take it. Greetings, I am Dr. Buell von Schenck with the White Paper Chronicles. Mr. Steve Schenck with his fearless radio program is correct when he says the solution to our difficult times is to store food and get healthy. My comrades and I of the media don't want you to panic. We, unlike fearless radio, try not to tell you about the food control legislation, Hurricane Katrina, the American famine, families unable to buy food. If we told you the solution to all these problems is food, you'd panic and run out and buy up food before it disappeared, or you couldn't afford it. You'd completely mess up the perfect strategy for population control, and they'd kick us out of the Survivors Club. You are a sissy chicken if you call JMS eFoodsDirect.com and order food.
This is Steve. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com. 800-409-5633. You'll be considered a little bit crazy, but there's no such thing as a little bit dead.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear socks and tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes in the sand at the beach. But then I heard about Nonex Nail Gel. It tackles the problem of unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Non-X Gel breaks down and removes this debris so nails look clear. I confess I was skeptical in the beginning, but I stuck with it, using Non-X Gel twice daily. Actually, I was surprised how generously sized the bottle is and how long it lasts. A while ago, you could look at my nails and, well, glance away, but not anymore. Now my toenails look better than ever, and I'm wearing sandals again, thanks to a simple, natural gel. If your toenails are an embarrassment, try Non-X Nail Gel. It's available in the foot care aisle of your drugstore, mass retailer, or supercenter.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Yeah, I'm going to go right to your calls, but I wanted to make the point that, yes, I'm having two showings of my newest documentary, 9/11 Chronicles, Truth Rising, it's part one, and it's amazing. It's cinema verite. My other documentaries, you know, have a lot of great footage and interviews and things, but also a lot of documentation. This is just activism, confrontations. It's really just amazing. Go to InfoWars.com. We live in Central Texas. Link through. I'll give a speech for 30 minutes beforehand next Saturday downtown, the Alamo Ritz, for 30 minutes, then show the two-hour film. And then next Sunday, so I can do the Sunday show live. Then I'll go down, and it's 6:30 is when it starts next Sunday. So next Saturday and Sunday, Alamo Draft House Cinema in downtown Austin on 6th Street, their new and newest theater, nicest theater. It is known as the Ritz. Okay. Yeah, my point is that police are told you've got to SWAT team them. You've got to keep on top of the public. You've got to take their rights for their own good. You've got to guard the public. They're a bunch of idiots, which in a way is true, but so are the police in this brainwashed system. You've got to, you know, protect the state. You've got to do this. You're the boss. You're the authority. This is policy. And, you know, you're in danger. Your fellow officers come first. They are all that matters. Oh, my God, another officer was killed in this other state yesterday. No, it's you're under such incredible threat. The criminals have bigger weapons now. It's much more dangerous. And meanwhile, you see cops hanging their hind ends out in the middle of the highway writing tickets, and that's what's killing them. But see, they don't teach you what to fear. They do teach you what to fear instead of telling you and teaching you what to really fear. You see, they don't explain to you what is a real danger. It's like Myanmar, formerly known as Burma. You can criticize their police. You can criticize their corrupt government. Because, see, we know they're a third world cesspit run by corrupt thugs, just like we're becoming. But, you know, oh, my gosh, 5 days in and no aid was allowed in. Oh, our government's so good. Well, what about our government in Katrina? See, it's all about grandstanding. But 29,000, it's 28,000 and change, dead. And they're talking about it could be hundreds of thousands dead. They don't know. But notice how, you know, they're not saying change our whole way of life because of that, because the terrorists are going to get us. But it actually is a real threat. But in a way, Al Gore is saying, it's man-made global warming, give up all your rights, it's real, we're all dead. There's always been typhoons, there's always been hurricanes, there's always been cyclones that have done this. That's what it's like. That's what happens. Carbon dioxide is what humans exhale. It's good for the earth. It's not a devil gas. I'm already digressing, and I said I'd take your calls, and I got a lot to cover. The point is that all that you see is about making you the enemy. The government is making you the enemy. Let's talk to Kyle in Bastrop, Texas. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. I just picked up the recent current issue of Wired magazine, and there is a commentary in here about autism being the next step in the evolution for the human mind. Can you believe how absurd that is?
Well, that's because via the injections and the rest of the things they're putting in us that the federal government admits now is causing autism, that when you go from 1 in 25,000 to 1 in 168 to 1 in 76 now last year, and when half the population has it, and it's all part of a larger eugenics program, we have the documents on it, Yes, I did see that. They just, it's normal that one in two is going to have cancer. And it's normal that one in five is going to have autism. It's normal to have police in black masks and cameras on every street corner.
Yeah, I mean, but the next part of it where it says, oh, well, it'll help us, you know, create better people for specific fields of work we want to do, that's when it really hit me, and it actually helps me understand how the New World Order system works. Everybody in the media wants to say that the whole conspiracy system is everybody meeting in the Legion of Doom with Dr. Death and yada, 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 and that's the conspiracy theory. But really, from my research of how the New World Order works,
it's a bunch of sick combines who team up and agree on turf and agree on enslaving, sucking more off of us because they all agree on the happy hunting ground feeding on us. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, it's more of a, you know, different interlocking businesses that it's an, as he's put it, an oligopoly. It goes to this game theory of where, oh, they'll work together sometimes, but then they'll backstab each other, and that's usually when we see our major wars is when the interests can't agree on something, is then they start a war, and then they use different concepts of, and this one's perfect, a perfect word for it, it's called leverage. That's how you can get the cop who means well to go out there and, you know, rubber bullet or taser people with 50,000 volts or 60 hertz current and make them incapacitated. That's how you get them to do this, is it's the form of leverage. They think they're doing well, but you're feeding them the...
Exactly. You have downloaded it to them through the culture, through the media, that they're the guardian, that this is for their own good. The police are, you see them now, just shaking in fear, walking up to old ladies. There's terrorists everywhere. Meanwhile, deer jumping out are going to kill more of them than criminals. You see, but again, it's that download. It's like adults swim in the ocean, and they're deathly afraid of sharks, when on average 12 people a year die of sharks. Okay, but it doesn't matter. Still, adults won't go out in the surf now. I mean, when I was a kid, people went swimming. Now they don't because we're just just a bunch of cowards. You know, afraid of carbon dioxide, a life-giving gas, and afraid of sharks that aren't out there and aren't going to bite you, and afraid of terrorists. Exactly. Anything else, sir?
I just want to add on to the other caller who called in earlier about ways to, you know, defeat the New World Order. I would say that the basic thing you should do also, too, is study business, because this is how they operate. This is the skeletal frame of how they operate. And not only do you understand how they operate, but you can also, too, create your center, your power structures,
exactly.
Power structures as well.
Exactly. And this is what I want people out there listening to understand. We are all under attack. This is a scientific dictatorship. They don't have total control. This is bad for 90% of the people that are even at the higher levels of their system. We have got to beat these people, and we've got to beat them now. Okay? I mean, look, cops out there, you're in the same boat as we are, and someday you're going to figure that out. A lot of you already have. Let's go ahead and talk to Steve in Texas. You're on the air, Steve.
Yeah, hey, Alex. First of all, before I get to the main reason I called, I just want to say, in reference to what you were saying about TV, you know, I've told people, why do you think they call it programming? Duh.
Well, I mean, why do they call us human resources? Because 80 years ago, they codified eugenics in the social planning out of England and out of Germany and in the U.S., and they admit that is a eugenics term for us, the human resources. Go ahead.
Right. I wanted to just share that there's a good friend of mine in a Bible college here in East Texas, and he shared something with me just recently. This is in Marshall, Texas. Within the past year, a group of Boy Scouts came there to the college on a tour, and he's one of the most upstanding students in the college. He's very, well-spoken.
Tell us real fast what happened, and we'll come back and talk more about it.
Okay.
Tell us real fast.
Okay. Well, what happened was he was asked to give a talk on what it means to be an American, and so he told them to read the Bill of Rights and your Constitution. The next day, he was called into the office of the administration, and there was a state trooper and a man.
I knew it! They're going to say it's terrorism. Stay there. Folks, they teach all police that the Constitution is terrorism. We have it on video. All police who are mid-level and above. We'll be right back, terrorists.
Come on! Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to Spyville.com. That's Spyville.com. Or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
On September 11, 2001, the New World Order hijacked our government and began the process of trying to destroy the United States of America. If we, the American citizens, do not intervene immediately, they will succeed. It is time we stand together now and make our voice heard. At righttoredress.com, we have the solution. We write congressional letters for you and organize powerful campaigns that will get results and hold Congress responsible to the voters and laws of this country. Get our weekly newsletter and join thousands of other patriotic citizens in a collective demand for a new 9/11 investigation, a stop to the North American Union, and the collapse of our economy. For less than 5 cents a day, we will provide you with all the tools you need to use your First Amendment rights in a proven and effective way. We need every concerned U.S. citizen to join us and be heard in Washington now. We can take back our government if we all work together. Join us at www.righttoredress.com. That's righttoredress.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
By the way, if you're a new listener, I'm not joking. Do you think they're going to have 1 in 10 college graduates graduating for a Homeland Security-related job to spy on you and watch the cameras and surveil and data mine and put a million of you on terrorist lists to begin with? But leave the border wide open, of course. Do you think they're going to do all that and not say you're the terrorist? Before 9/11 even happened, we have FBI training manuals, the SLAT training manuals, for the federal marshals that are then used for state police nationwide in the intelligence units. where it says those that make frequent references to the U.S. Constitution, those that talk about the founding fathers, those that say get us out of the U.N. And then I've even seen that in, quote, you know, Law Enforcement Technology Magazine and others. I mean, I've put this in films. I've got this in my film Road to Tyranny. And then I, in Road to Tyranny, this is before 9/11, a firefighter in Kansas City, a K6L, still an affiliate there. What is that, like 10 years they've been an affiliate? We love you guys. They even carry the Sunday show. KCXL there in Kansas City, covering that city and several others out of Liberty, Missouri. He goes to this meeting he's supposed to go to, and it's a week-long course, and it's FEMA, a guy high and tight commando, saying founding fathers are bad, they're terrorists, this mindset is evil and anti-government, we've got to deal with people that are like the founding fathers. I mean, I have video of cops from the back of the classroom filled with FEMA. I got 18 hours of it. I put like 2 minutes in the film, Road to Tyranny, but that's on the web. Just type FEMA says founding fathers, George Washington terrorist, and it'll come up. So now I'm going back to you. You say there was a state trooper waiting at the college. You've given us your friend's number. We're going to call him. I totally believe you. I can already guess the story. And let me guess, he told him that the Declaration of Independence is prohibited. Is that what he was? I'm going to shut up. Start over. Tell folks what happened.
Alex, he was asked to give a talk to these Boy Scouts about what it means to be a true American.
So now, tell us who he is at the school.
Okay, he's one of the students at the school, and he's also a pastor of a small church there in Marshall. He's an interim pastor.
Well, let me just expand. I've been asked to let Boy Scouts, Cub Scouts in here 3 times, and I've had them in and been nice, so it's the same thing. I'm probably Al-Qaeda now, too, but go ahead.
Right. And so the first thing that came to his mind was, well, tell them to read your Bill of Rights and the Constitution. So that's what he told them. The next day, he was called in the administration's office. It was the president of the school, a state trooper, and this is what he said, a man all in a black suit with dark sunglasses and military-style boots.
God, these thugs are everywhere.
That was the guy that questioned him, and he said, did you say this, this, and this? They had a transcript of everything he said to these boys.
Yeah, they spy on everybody. This country's completely gone. Go ahead.
And the thing that he ended up telling him was, did you know you could be found guilty of inciting terrorism?
So, and they said, for the Bill of Rights, Constitution, Declaration of Independence.
Yes, sir.
Well, I mean, have you seen Road to Tyranny? That's standard.
Oh, yeah, that's the first film. I actually showed this friend of mine. See, I'm the one that turned him on to your stuff, like Terror Storm, and he's been showing this stuff to people in his school. So I'd imagine he's been marked out now because he's on the 9/11 truth bandwagon.
Well, let me just expand here. For listeners, this isn't America with a K. This isn't Red Dawn. This isn't a joke. The CIA has overthrown hundreds of countries. They're just doing it for the bankers now. And all over the country, they have infrastructure protection, InfraGuard. They have 26,000 preachers. I told you this a year and a half before it went on the news. I got the secret documents to, quote, turn your guns in, go to camps. Now, think of this. Are you a terrorist if you read the Declaration of Independence? Or is the person saying that's bad, or are they the terrorist?
Well, it's obvious to me which one it is.
Who's the bad guy? I mean, you know, back in the 80s, if the Russians landed, the Soviets, you know, in America with a K, they're saying the Constitution's bad. See,
right.
I mean, but folks, I don't have to believe this guy on the line, though I know it's true from 1,000 cases. The point is that I have it on video and I have the actual training doctrine. Okay, the government. I can't believe it. I mean, why does this have to happen? Why do there have to be goons in black suits with sunglasses trying to intimidate people? Now, you've given us your friend's name and number. I'm going to call him after the show. I want to get you both on the show tomorrow. Will he come on the show and talk about his great evil?
Oh, yes, sir. I've been encouraging him to call you. He's just so busy with his studies and his passion.
So what did he tell these goons? What did he tell these goons?
Well, he asked them, first of all, how did you get this information? And secondly, he said,
well, they've got cameras and microphones in every classroom.
Right. But he basically stood his ground and he said, there is nothing that I'm doing in committing a crime, and you
good.
Have no grounds for your accusation.
Good. He told that political officer, that commissar, I hope he told him he was the terrorist.
Well, basically, that's what he
said. In America, we got secret police coming and telling pastors what they could say. I've had enough of it. You're the terrorist, and shame on you. You're protecting the murderers that carried out the attacks, and you're not going to get away with it.
Yes, sir. Hey, and Alice, I wanted to ask you one quick question. This book that Vincent Bouloux...
Hold on, I'm stopping you right there. Who cares what this guy, this quackery about JFK not being killed by the government, when everybody knows the truth. But before we go any further, put him on hold for a minute. I'm totally freaking out here. I may not even have time to play the Tommy Chong stuff or the other things, so I'm going to take your calls. Oh, God. I'm the normal one, folks. You get excited about UT football and yell and scream, fine. Look, let me tell you something. Men in black suits and sunglasses saying, don't you teach Cub Scouts the Declaration of Independence. That's insane! But I've got their training manuals. I know they do it. You know what it's like to know these terrorists are all around us building their camps? It's in the Houston Chronicle. They built camps for us. They've paid off most of the preachers. They're waiting to stage something else. I'm on a death list with these people if they win, and I am mad. I can't enjoy my life because of this. I finally did for just a few days, and then it just makes me so angry to think about me. Folks, I'm not the bad person being for the Declaration of Independence. The Declaration of Independence is not bad. And I want all the police listening across the country, if you're having to question right now who the good guy is and who the bad guy is, there's something wrong with you. I have FEMA on tape. In 2000, teaching police that the founding fathers are bad. I have had enough of your treason and enough of your traitorous crap. Excuse me. I just, why has this country turned into this? Why did this happen to our nation? You realize how creepy that is, that these goons in their sunglasses, like that's going to intimidate somebody? You know why they're scared? They know we know they ship in the drugs. They know we know they run all sorts of criminal activity. And this is just the criminals trying to take over so we can't overthrow them. And they know there's, quote, going to be terrorism because they're going to push people. And then when we fight back, they're going to call us terrorists. I can't believe it. I can't believe you teach people George Washington is bad. I have you on video, you bastards. I'm the normal person. I'm normal. You're not normal out there if you're not mad about this. Go ahead, Steve. You still there?
Much to the way you're being right now. I constantly, every day, make it a point to tell people about your site and about your documentaries and Loose Change and other things. And I have people say, oh, come on, calm down. I can't. I've
got
to be.
We got goons in black suits and sunglasses telling people that we can't talk about the Declaration of Independence.
Well, see, it's because people don't understand the.
I want that guy needs to. Hey, hey, hey.
Murderers.
Did he demand that person's name and information?
I'm not really sure. You'll have to ask him that, but
listen,
I'm sure he did.
As Americans, as Alexander Solzhenitsyn wrote in Gulag Archipelago, if we don't stand up against this and make a big deal out of this and have demonstrations about this everywhere it happens, they're going to win. They've
right.
built. They want to put us in camps. They want to take our freedom. They want to enslave us. They want to push us around. They think they're going to push us around. That's what this is all about, is teaching us how to be slaves. And I, for one, have had enough of it. Steve, I'm going to call you. I'm going to call the pastor. I need to get some documentation from the school. I already believe your case. We're going to make a big deal about this, okay?
Yes, sir.
Appreciate it. Listen to this weirdo. He doesn't stand with our Homeland Security teaching that the Declaration of Independence is evil. Don't you understand they're the terrorists? They carried out the attacks. Don't you understand that? Can't you compute that? You know what they're going to do if they win? You know what they're going to do if they take over? Be right back.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change Final Cut. Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power.
and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the info war today.
This is Steve Shank, J. Michael Stevens Group. Let's get real. Flour is already being rationed. Prices on food are getting so high, warehouses are installing security systems and guards. You can expect soon to see criminal activity in food. We're all in a foot race as to whether the food will become so expensive we can't afford it, or there will be no food at any price. We can't grow enough of our own food, even with genetically altered trash. It will give you the opportunity to eat perfectly engineered food. They think God didn't get it right, so Monsanto had to step in. If you think it's a little bit crazy to put in a supply of food, it's okay. We won't tell. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. It may be a little bit crazy, but that's okay. Because there is no such thing as a little bit dead.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest, is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40, and by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms, and they do not go away. Take Super Beta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Super Beta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, dial 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914. With Super Beta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Dial 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Yeah, they just grow that stuff down in Colombia, and CIA aircraft crash all the time, filled with drugs. What, maybe 1 out of 1,000 planes crashes? 1 out of 10,000? And there have been hundreds of CIA aircraft crash with cocaine. That means millions of CIA aircraft bringing that in. And when your dumb kid uses it, they're going to throw them in a private prison owned by the big banks that launder all that money. Ha, ha, ha. They're going to teach your police that the Bill of Rights is evil. And anybody that talks about it is a terrorist. No, you're the terrorist. All right, CNN's attacking us, putting out disinfo. I don't even know if I have time to play this clip. I got Tommy Chong was on the show Friday. I was at the beach, but I called in while my guest host, Burmese, was interviewing him, Jason Burmese. And I thought I'd play a minute or two of that. But you know what? I get emails from cops occasionally going laughing, going, you make this stuff up. I didn't make any of this up, and they are teaching your commanders and your intelligence units and the rest of those people that the Declaration of Independence is evil and terrorist. And I have it on video, and that's the end of it. And I a year and a half before it came out that 26,000 preachers have been hired, I reported on it a year and a half before and got the secret documents. And then they were, Homeland Security was waiting at the preacher's house and in his office when he came back, and they said, what'd you give him that for? It's all intimidation. A bunch of goons that have no jurisdiction. It's disgusting. I know the Declaration of Independence is bad. Some of you are out there listening, cops in cars going, good, America is bad. Got to get rid of them founding fathers. It's just so sick. But I know most of you know the truth, and you know we're in deep trouble. It's just so sick. Let's go ahead and play a few minutes of Tommy Chong saying a 9/11 is an inside job. I mean, he's not a German defense minister. And he's not Jesse Ventura, and he's not Willie Nelson, but he's Tommy Chong, and hell, it's interesting. Here it is.
People on the show, and now to have Tommy Chong come out on the show and say that he questions the official story. I mean, just so your statement is clear, are you saying you believe that they used it to take our liberties, or are you saying that on top of it, you believe that they may have somehow been involved? I mean, you know, with the buildings being blown up, the hijacking drills that day the government was running. I mean, bottom line, what do you think about 9/11?
Well, yeah, you just said it right there. And the thing is, you know, you could speculate. But you don't have to speculate with facts. These are cold, hard facts. The facts that the bin Laden family was allowed to escape America. I mean, that's a fact. The fact that certain people weren't in the buildings that kind of knew the buildings were going to go down. That's a fact. And there's all these facts. And just like there's a fact of the firemen. You know, why the firemen were saving each other. You know, when they found a dead fireman, that only firemen were allowed to rescue the body, you know. And there's a book out there about that, why that is. I won't even say on the air why that only firemen were allowed, because I want people to read for themselves, you know. So Google or whatever you can the New York firemen that were at the World Trade Center. And these are facts. And so I'm not one for speculating.
Absolutely.
You know,
Tommy, what do you think about Building 7? Not hit by a plane, but perfectly imploding. We have video of police, firemen, and others saying, the government says get back, we're going to bring it down. Have you seen that?
No, I haven't seen that one, but I can believe it, you know. Definitely.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, just one more point.
All right, that's it.
Sign the order to attack.
That's it. You can hear the whole hour-long interview with Tommy Chong at Infowars.com when the show's over, if you want to go find that. Very interesting. Covered a host of issues. They've raided and seized 10,000 of a new film that somebody else made about them railroading him and setting him up for marijuana pipes, something his kids were selling. It's so sick. And he talks about how he smoked pot with Governor Schwarzenegger just even before he was elected. I mean, the year before. It's just such a hypocritical system. Oh, by the way, police and firemen and people that think that the government likes you. You know what I did 2 days after 9/11? Because I'm smart and I have a lot of expert people that advise me. I said that those buildings are asbestos, and we had reports of that, and the people are collapsing from breathing it. Don't mail bottled water or money, because the Red Cross and United Way are known to keep the money for themselves. People got mad at me for that and later said, how'd you know? Well, they always get caught keeping the majority of the money. You know, they raise $5 billion, they keep $3 billion for themselves. I said, send them gas mask and breathing apparatus. And I sent it to two local churches, and we got thousands of masks sent. A lot of the masks you see in the days after, my listeners, you. Again, because we're into how the world actually works. We're trying to help the police and firemen and emergency workers and rescue workers. But and we said day one, and you know, I've got a film I put out 5 years ago about the dust. Well, now the government admits, and the governor and others have to admit, that thousands are dead and dying, and all the major hospitals are admitting there's been a cover-up, and the government ordered them to engage in a cover-up, that the police and firemen and others are dying from this. So I'm a conspiracy theorist again, right? I'm always a conspiracy theorist. That's right. I mean, it's not hard when you got 5 feet of asbestos on the ground to say you better wear a mask when you're in there. State says hundreds of 9/11 rescue workers now dead admits undercount. First responders representatives, it's the tip of the iceberg. New York Daily News reports that 10,000 workers are probably going to be dying from it. Thousands have already died. 600 currently have cancer. They do scans of their lungs. Some of the people's lungs are like a third full of particulate. I mean, it's just, I've met them, I've seen them, I know them. I know people that have died going up there over the years, meeting with them. And by the way, wearechange.org did help get meetings in Congress. I helped donate money. I actually donated money. So did others. But I donated thousands of dollars to help send buses to first responders last year to Congress to finally have hearings to pay for their hotels. So I'm tooting our horn here because, you know, I'm here saying, please don't say my founding fathers are terrorists. Please don't take my guns and my Second Amendment. Please stop treating me like a slave. Oh, by the way, here's gas mask and money. You know, oh, please don't breathe the poison dust. Government says it's good. I believe them. I love them. You're going to find out they could care less about you. And I'm almost out of time here. There's all this other news. CNN, I was on the treadmill at the hotel at the beach, and I had this feeling, I've been on it 30 minutes, that I should keep watching. And it turns out right when I quit watching, this came on. It's that primetime weekend on Headline News. And I was watching the same host you're about to hear show two dozen cops physically attack three shooting suspects. Turned out they weren't involved in a car. Beat them up, and the cops run up and start beating the cars like orangutans. They start kicking the car when they first get there like mad monkeys on PCP. If they were such shooters and killers, you should have pulled up behind them, told them to get out on the ground. But then the guy comes on the show and talks about police training and how it's actually good that they physically attack the three people. So I get off the treadmill, leave. I just got home and learned that we have the whole tape right after I get off the treadmill. See, I never watch mainline TV. I have this feeling I should keep watching. Right after I leave, he comes on and has this nitwit on trying to decipher what we're saying. Let's play a minute or so of this. Here it is, CNN.
I so vigorously, and I plan on exposing the government in ways that, you know, I do not think they want me to expose them. I want them to.
Okay, I'm not sure what clip. I wanted to play that CNN clip from the start. I don't know what clip. You know what? I think when I gave you that page, I think you did a Google search. You pulled up a wrong link. It's not a DC Madam clip. It's CNN. Oh, hell, it doesn't matter. Up on Infowars.com right now, headline in PrisonPlanet.com, CNN hit piece attempts to debunk Palfrey murder, and CNN's headline prime with this goofball host sits there and shows Prison Planet and says, they claim that she told her landlord that she might be being followed. No, she said, I fear they're going to kill me. Not people claim she might have said this. And she said on my show, I'm not going to kill myself. She said, I'm not going to kill myself. So I just ran out of time. That's it for this transmission. I'm sorry to Harvey, Bob, Vaughn, and many others that are patiently holding. I passionately love liberty. A lot of you think that you are going to stay out of this. You think you're just going to sit by and see what happens. You think you're going to play it safe and not get involved in defending freedom and liberty and this republic. And you're just like people in Germany who denied and denied it, or people in Russia, or people in China, or people in 100 other countries that thought they would just go along and everything would be okay, who knew something was wrong, but said, oh, I'll leave it to other men to do it. I'll leave it to other people to fight tyranny. And then you allow the tyranny to take hold. This is all aimed at you that own car dealerships and own marinas and own businesses and own companies and own restaurants. It's all aimed at your bank accounts. It's aimed at raising taxes to 89% as they publicly plan to. It's all aimed at raping you and slapping you upside the head and squeezing you and showing you the New World Order's boss. Next Saturday, 3:30, Alamo Draft House, downtown, I'll be showing my new film, 9/11 Chronicles, Truth Rising, an amazing documentary. And then Sunday at 6:30, God bless you all. See you back live next Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Go out there and take on tyranny. Stand up for liberty. Who cares if they say freedom's terrorism? They're the terrorists.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. As you know, GCN is a huge supporter of Ron Paul and all he stands for. That's why, for a limited time, I have personally set aside commercial inventory allowing advertisers the chance to show their personal support for Ron Paul while promoting their products. If you would like to voice your support for Ron Paul's march to the White House and have thought about advertising on GCN, give us a call at 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327, or go to GCNlive.com today and click on the Support Ron Paul link on our homepage.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Thank you for listening to GCN.